Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 3rd, 2006. Today's message is titled Pleasant Memories. Scripture text is from 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 6. But Timothy has just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us, just as we also long to see you. This last Saturday, we had a burial service for my mom. Although we had the main service for her following her death in November, we buried her cremated remains in the same spot we buried my dad after his death in 1998. It was an absolutely gorgeous spring day in a small rural cemetery in southwest Missouri. We're so thankful for the family and friends who came out to honor mom. Especially touching were the people sharing their pleasant memories of my mother. Now, my mom was very colorful, and she just loved people. We reminisced about her love and interest to others. We nodded our heads as we considered her incredible card ministry and how she would say, "I love people." My brother recalls her saying, "I wouldn't mind getting Alzheimer's disease. I like to meet new people." I believe the smiles in the above photo, and there is a photo on the website today, are due to another memory that I shared at the service. My mom was well known for her extreme thriftiness, having grown up through the Great Depression. In my adulthood, we lived many miles apart, but mom and dad would call us. Oh, how I missed those calls. Now, this was when you paid a different rate based on the time, and it was the cheapest after 11 p.m. So, of course, that's when they called. One night we got in late and I checked the answer machine. My dad's voice came on and he said, "Oh, it's that stupid answer machine." My mom is in the background saying, "Hurry, hurry, hang it up, hang it up. It'll cost us money." Wish I would have kept that tape. Paul had only worked in Thessalonica a short time, but was heartened by the pleasant memories the Thessalonian believers had of him. What a great joy it was for him to hear of their faith and love. He expresses a mutual longing to see one another. Do you have people like that? The greatest source of fulfillment in life is ultimately found in our relationships. Consider our restored spiritual relationship with God and our redemption. I like a phrase I hear that says, "It's not religion, it's relationship." Consider loving families that stick together through thick and thin. They put up with your eccentricities and are a part of your life through it all. Consider real friends that have enriched your life. Today I prepare this message in Springfield, Missouri, where I'm staying with a friend I've had since first grade. I'll share about David tomorrow. I have a lot of pleasant memories. Why don't you take a moment, lean back in your chair, and consider some in your life this morning. I bet you'll have plenty to smile about. This is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. It's a beautiful morning here in Springfield, Missouri. And normally, my wife at this point shares a prayer. Of course, she's not with me. However, due to email, I mailed the message to her about an hour ago and had her review the message. And she always manages to find stuff that I missed or hopefully clean it up. And also has written a prayer based upon today's message I'll share with you today. Jesus, thank you for the family and friends who refresh me. Their loyalty and understanding shown to me over the years have brought tremendous blessing and many pleasant memories. Sometimes you use them not only to bring encouragement, but they also challenge me to grow in areas where I've become stagnant. When it comes to friends, you stand out above them all, for you are a companion that is with me every moment of the day. You unceasingly reveal your loyalty, your favor, and your tender care toward me. Thank you for your example of friendship that shows me how to be a true friend to others. Thank my wife for writing that today. It is a joy to share with you. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. Today, the site has several pictures from the service on Saturday. There's a photo of my two brothers and I think I'm sharing the story about the answer machine. and we're smiling. In fact, my friend Dave took the pictures here. I also have a photo of the group that was at the service and one that I took in the little Harwood Community Center, where a group of ladies from Harwood that remember the Steincross family prepared us a wonderful meal, and we had such a fine time of reminiscing. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. I want to encourage you to consider pleasant memories in your life, and I might even ask you to consider writing them down. I had forgotten that answer machine story for years, and so many seem to get a real kick out of it, and it does illustrate that particular dimension of my mother very well. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful to Christ and stay encouraged.